Hello, everyone. This is Miss Vivian, and this is another episode of the Gentle Domcast. I think I've lost track of what number I'm at. This might be episode 17 or 18. And again, I'm not with the rough sub. I was with him all weekend, and I really do miss doing our podcast together. We had this very funny idea that we were talking about Saturday night. And then what always happens is that Sunday rolls around and it's time to like get down to brass tacks and do the podcast. And then we've lost all motivation and we don't want to do it. And so now it is Monday morning and I'm not with him anymore. And the time has passed, but it was very, very funny. And hopefully we can do it another time. But for right now, I guess I'm going to talk about two things today. The first thing is that the Rough Sub and I, we had a fun weekend. We got our kinky groove back. We really did. I was really feeling a little bit burned out on kink. I was feeling a little bit low libido, honestly. I was feeling kind of bored with what we'd been doing. I think we kind of let things slide. And we had some very fun scenes this weekend. Well, you might call them scenes or you might call them kinky sex. It's one or the other. One of the things we did, which was really, really fun, which is something very simple and something that we've kind of done before in various ways, but we've never done them all together. A super simple thing. I put his gag in. I put his sleep mask on his face, and I put headphones in his ears and played classical music, and then I fucked him, and he couldn't hear anything or see anything, and he had that gag in his mouth, and it was very, very fun for me. I felt very much like I was objectifying him, which I really, really love. Objectification is one of my absolute biggest kinks. So that was really enjoyable. And I really felt, especially because he couldn't see me at all, I really felt like I could just do whatever I wanted with him. It was a lot of fun. So we definitely kind of got that kinky groove back this weekend, and it was quite enjoyable. But that was just sort of a little update that I wanted to tell you about, because I think in my last podcast, I'd kind of mentioned that I was kind of in a rut. I was in this kinky rut, and I feel like we kind of worked at it a little bit, and it was quite fun. But the other thing that I wanted to talk about today was actually kind of a continuation of what I talked about in the last podcast, which was the last podcast, if you didn't listen to it, was about a Reddit post that I had read from a woman who said that she felt like she was unable to meet her husband's needs because he wanted a lot of kinky play and she just didn't really want to give it to him. And she tried, but she just really didn't feel it, right? She didn't feel it. And she felt that whenever she tried to give in to some of it, he would sort of take a little more, right? Give an inch, take a mile. And it felt overwhelming to her, and she was starting to feel frustrated, and she felt like she wasn't able to satisfy what he wanted. And I think at the time I told you as well that there was some advice that I know was really well-intentioned, and I think it was good advice, which was essentially trying to guide her into having more of like a service submission relationship with her husband. But as I pointed out, service is not the same thing as wanting to be topped for kinky play, and kinky play is not the same thing as submission. And so even though I thought that that advice was really well intentioned, I was not sure how well it was going to go over. So today is sort of a continuation from that, because I had a man ask me kind of the same question from his perspective. I want these things for my wife, and she's not really that into it. How can I get her to be more into it? And this is such a tough question to answer, because this man was like, I feel like a selfish asshole because I want these things, and I ask her and she doesn't really want to do it. And, you know, my response is, well, you know, you want her to want to do it, right? It's not like he's just wanting her to do these things just for him. He wants her to want it. And you can kind of tell when somebody's just going through the motions, right? But you can't make somebody want something that they don't want. You cannot make someone enjoy something sexually that they do not enjoy. And no matter how you want to go about that, if they're just not into it, they are not going to be into it. But one of the things that I noticed in talking to him about this, which I think is really, really common, is that first of all, he did not really want to be submissive. I mean, maybe he does, but that's not really what he was looking for. He was looking to be topped for kinky play. And two, he did not seem to realize that what he was asking for was creating a lot of work for his partner. And when I top people, when I top somebody who I'm into, it can still feel like work, right? Topping somebody well is work. It takes being able to read them. It's knowing what they want. It could take some kind of skill. There are just a lot of things that go into it that if you're going to do a good job, you're going to put effort into that. If I'm doing it, I'm likely doing it with somebody I want to do it to. So it mitigates some of that feeling of work, right? It feels like fun work. It may take effort, but it's exciting. It's exciting to me. But if I didn't feel excited about that, which actually I have been in that situation before where I agreed to top somebody and then realized I really was not into what I was doing, it really did feel like work. It felt like work and not fun work. And so what I wanted this person to understand and what I would like all guys who are into bottoming, and this is really bottoming, to understand is that if you are asking your partner to do these things for you, to top you, you're asking her to do a lot of work for you. And if she's not into the things that you're asking her to do, it's not fun work. And usually it's work that's on top of all the other things that go into having a life with someone, right? Like being a mom or being, you know, having a job, right? Taking care of a house, all the things that just go into living your life and having all these responsibilities, you're asking her to then take on more work on top of that. And it's difficult because I understand it's like you have these desires, you really, really want them filled. You're trying not to go outside of your marriage to get these desires filled. You might not even know where to go, but your wife, your partner is just not into these things that you're into. What do you do? And so here's what my advice is to this. And partially what I asked this person was, well, do you want to be submissive or do you want kinky play? And people tend to get kind of flummoxed by this. Men get very flummoxed often by this question. They don't really understand the difference. They don't understand the difference between submission, being submissive, and being a bottom. These things are just two different things. And also, I don't blame guys for not understanding this, but they are different, right? If you are submissive or you want to be submissive, you want to please your partner. You want to make your partner's life easier. You want to increase your partner's pleasure. You're a people pleaser, right? You want to please your partner. If you're a bottom, you want things done to you. And that might look like submission. In a scene, it might look like submission if your wife is, let's say, spanking you and telling you that you've been bad and putting a gag in your mouth and, you know, pegging you or whatever, right? Those things might look like they're submissive, especially if you're used to looking at like lots of femdom porn. But if you're asking your partner to do all those things for you and she's just doing them to you because she's being nice, then that's not submissive, right? She's service topping you. She's doing it to be nice to you. Now, she might be doing it because she's doing it to be nice to you, but it also turns her on, right? And so there can be a crossover, right? Where does submission end and where does bottoming begin? It's not like there's this particular line. But I will say that if you are continually asking your partner to do things to you and for you, you are asking her to top you. You are not the one who is being submissive. You are really being bossy, right? You're being dominant, or you're just being whiny, or you're being whatever, but you're certainly not putting her in a position of power. You know, if that is your goal, for her to feel like she's in a position of power, or for you to have that sort of helpless feeling, you're not going to get that if you're just asking this person to do things for you, especially when they don't really even want to be doing them. So if you can get into that mindset of something like service, or, getting into the mindset of doing things for your partner and getting your sexual satisfaction or that feeling of being submissive from doing things that your partner really likes, then hey, that's the best thing that you could do, right? You find out that your partner really loves foot massages and that makes her happy and it makes you excited to see her happy and it makes you excited to get to be in that position of rubbing her feet, and maybe it makes you feel a little bit vulnerable or it makes you feel a little bit inferior, or you know, whatever way that you do it, it gives you these feelings that you like and it makes her happy. Hey, that's a win-win for both of you, right? So if you can do something like that, then that's great. But I also recognize that that doesn't always happen, right? A lot of times when you tell people, when you tell men, well, can you get into service? You know, can you get into the idea of like cleaning the house for her and doing more chores? Well, you know, some people like to do those things because it is a turn on. Who are people who are into service kind of really get into that stuff. But there are lots of people who are not into service. And so cleaning the house for your wife might be nice, but it's not doing anything for you sexually. And it's probably not doing anything for her sexually either. So what you've really done is you've just been nice, which is great, but it's not really going to scratch that itch that you're looking for. So then the question becomes, well, let's say you can't really do that. That's not the way that you're going to get that itch scratched. Then what do you do? You want that kinky play, but your wife is just not into it, or your girlfriend is just not into it. How are you going to get your needs met when she's not into it? One answer is that maybe you're just not. I mean, that is the sad answer, is that maybe you just have a sexual mismatch and you have to decide what's important to you. And, you know, is this important enough that you would break up your relationship, or is this something that you can just deal with in fantasy, or, you know, whatever you're going to do to be able to stay in this relationship where you are just going to have this fundamental sexual mismatch. And that is a problem that people have all over the place. This is not even just a kinky thing, right? There are lots of people who have a mismatch in libidos, and people have to make that same decision in those relationships as well. But so there's that sad truth that maybe it's just not going to work. But let's try to be a little bit more positive. What are some other ways that you could get your needs met? First of all, I would say try to take as much work off of your partner as possible. Instead of asking her to do all of these things for you, do them to yourself. And I know you might say, well, but that kind of defeats the purpose. I want her to do them for me. But the reality is that if you create a lot of work for her, this is not fun. So the way to go about this is, what can I do that gets me really excited, so then I can feel more submissive to her? So for an example, let's take the example of chastity. A lot of guys who are into the concept of chastity, they want to use a cage, fine, yes or no, it doesn't matter. But what they're really into, it's not much fun if you're just wearing a chastity cage and nobody's ever teasing you about it and nobody's ever talking about it. And it's just you, right? You're the only one who's wearing the chastity cage. Your partner doesn't care at all. You're not going to get any excitement. You're not going to get any teasing. A lot of people would start feeling like, why am I doing this? This is boring, right? But on the flip side of that, a lot of guys get a chastity cage and then they want to be teased all the time about it. They want their partners to always be talking about their chastity cage. They want them to always be teasing them about their chastity cage. They want them to be inspecting their chastity cage. They want to make their cocks the center of their partner's lives. And that is super annoying for somebody who may not have any interest in chastity, may not have any particular kink about it. And now you've really just made your chastity, your theoretical submission, really just like a dominant thing where you're just harassing your partner about it. So as an alternative, I might suggest, you want a chastity cage or you want to be in chastity, great. You go get the cage. You go put it on. You think about it this way. You're doing this for your wife. You're doing this for your partner. You're going to get yourself so worked up and so excited that you're going to be completely attentive to all of her needs. And And if you're like a lot of men, you will probably find that after you have been locked up or after you've been resisting orgasming for a certain number of days, you will become pretty desperate. You will become pretty frustrated. And that desperation and that frustration will begin to influence the way that you treat your partner. She may not need to necessarily tease you about your chastity, because soon everything that she does will probably start driving you crazy with lust, where you are really, really, really attentive to her and you start feeling that desperation and those feelings of submission that you are really looking for. And then she has had to really do very little work, right? All she's done is go about her day. Maybe you make up some deal where twice a week, she's going to tease you about it in some way, or, you know, something that's minimal, but you've put very little onus of the work on her. And instead, most of the work has been on you, but she's reaping the benefits of your excitement and your desperation. That is the kind of situation that I can see working much better than you get a chastity cage and then you tell her all of these things that you want her to do to tease you and taunt you and make you get excited, because it's not all about your cock. Like, it's not all about your cock. And if you're thinking that it's all about your cock, then you're not doing this right. Like, I'm sorry. You're not doing it in a way where you're likely to get great long-term results from any relationship. I can pretty much tell you that in any relationship with any woman, let alone dominant or not, if you are only making things about you and your cock and your needs and your desires, your partner is going to start to dislike that. So especially if you want to be in a relationship with a woman who you want to take control and you want to be dominant, your main goal should be to please her, right? It's not to be pleasing you, it's to be pleasing her. The more that you can relinquish control for her pleasure, in the end, the more you will theoretically get back in terms of your own excitement. So I don't want to call people out, because this person who asked me for advice, like, legitimately really wanted this advice. They really didn't want to be an asshole. They wanted to be faithful to their wife. They wanted to somehow figure out a way that they could get what they needed while, you know, still making their wife happy and excited too. So another example that they gave me was that they had wanted her to send him sexy videos and things, or sexy pictures that would turn them on. And then they were going to comment on the pictures. And again, this was a lot of work on this woman's part, right? To find all these things during the day, to get in some mindset during the day where she's going to start looking for sexy pictures to begin with. Well, let's face it, perhaps her day does not really involve anything like that. Maybe she doesn't even have time to start looking for porn, right? Or looking for things that are going to turn her on, let alone find these things, send them to her husband. You know, there's a lot of teasing there that just may not exist during this person's day. So I said, well, what about if you flipped this? What about if it's your responsibility to send her things that you think she's going to find sexy? And those things might not even be, like, you know, femdom related, right? Maybe the woman is not really that into femdom porn. Maybe that's not really what turns her on. I know this could be a shocker to some people, but even though I love to be in control and I love domination, I actually sometimes get turned on by submissive things too, by female submissive things too. So, you know, somebody's fantasies and what somebody gets turned on about is not necessarily, you know, static. It can be very fluid. So my point was, what about if you send her those things? What about if you took the time out of your day? Because apparently you can find that time and you have that motivation. Why don't you try to send her some things that you think she would find hot? And I said, what's important to note, though, is that she's not under any obligation to look at them or to comment on them. This is your responsibility. This is your responsibility to send her these things, because you've said you were going to send them and you're not going to let her down. But it's totally up to her whether she chooses to look at them or not, and whether or not she finds them hot or not. And maybe in that situation, maybe if she does find them hot, maybe you get some kind of reward for that. Maybe you get something in exchange for actually sending her things that turn her on. What could happen in this situation? Well, one positive thing that could come out of this is maybe you actually discover some things that turn your wife on, right? Which you can then use for your own benefit in your sex life, right? Maybe you get to know her choices better, her tastes better. Again, this doesn't involve a lot of work on her part, right? If she's having a really busy day, she's not even under any obligation to look at these photos. But maybe she decides to take a look and maybe it does turn her on, right? Well, then, hey, there's been a win-win for both of you. But again, she's not having to do a lot of work. It's your kink. It's something that you want. Therefore, the onus should be on you to take the responsibility to make that happen. Don't put it on her. So those are just some of my suggestions that I gave to this person. And the reason I guess I want to talk about this is because I see so much of this. I mean, I've seen so much of this mostly online. And certainly since I do phone sex, I do a lot of topping. And sometimes I actually get a little worried that I'm really contributing to men's fantasies and sort of them confusing fantasy with reality. If I really topped my partner or partners in the same level that I do to people online, I would get burned out in that relationship very, very quickly. I don't top guys. I don't top a partner constantly like that. No, I don't do it every day. I don't do it. I would get burned out so quickly doing that. What do I really look for in partners? People who are going to care about me, people who are going to want to please me, to make my life better, to give me more pleasure. I don't want somebody who's going to make me do a ton of work all of the time. And so I feel like because I do a lot of topping online, guys tend to confuse that with reality and they think, oh, there are really so many women out there who really want to cater to my kinky fantasies all the time. No, you're paying me for me to cater to your kinky fantasies. That doesn't mean that I don't sometimes enjoy it. I do. Sometimes I enjoy it quite a lot, especially if, you know, we have a kink that overlaps. I'm somebody who likes to top. I'm somebody who likes to get reactions. So sometimes there's a great overlap there and I really very much enjoy what I'm doing. But ultimately, I'm doing this because you're paying me to do this. If I was in a relationship with you and you wanted this all the time, no, that would soon become very, very tiresome to me. So I do want guys to know that when you are dealing with a sex worker of some kind, ultimately, she's being paid for a service, right? That is different than when you are in a romantic relationship with somebody. In that case, you cannot expect this person to want to top you all the time. You're going to have to sometimes think about her needs. What does she really want? And especially if you want to be in a relationship where you are feeling submissive, you really need to think about that, because the more that you kind of harass somebody into doing what you want them to do, the more of their autonomy and the more of their dominance that you really strip away. So ultimately, you are just defeating the purpose that you've set out for yourself. So this has been my little rant today. This has been my talk. And hopefully, maybe the next one of these that I make, I could do it with the rough sub. It would be fun. In fact, I'd like to hear what he has to say about this as well. This would have been a fun one to have him on talking about. But I hope that everybody has a very good day. I hope you get all of your kinky needs met and all of your relationship needs met. And I will talk to you guys soon. As usual, you can always find me at thegentledom.com. I'm also on Night Flirt. I'm on I Want Clips. I'm on Clips for Sale. I have so many sexy audios that are usually a lot of fantasy. And I'm also on Twitter at thegentledom. Have a lovely day. Goodbye, everybody.